Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. My name is Randy Batson. I am a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy of the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. Today, we take a look back at the social scene in Barbados through the advertisements in the Barbados Advocate, dated April 2nd, 1950, which was Easter Sunday, and holding center stage in the Advocate were announcements in relation to church services across the many denominations, such as the Anglican, Methodist, Church of God, Seventh-day Adventist, Christian Science, and the Salvation Army. Apparently for other churches, there was no need to advertise, as this was the day when many flocked to church to celebrate the resurrection of Christ. But there was also secular advertising in this edition of the Advocate. The Majestic Cricket Club advertised a picnic and dance at Gunhill Barracks for the Easter Bank holiday. The Marine Hotel, now Palm Marine, promoted a cold Danish buffet dinner for Easter Sunday from 7 to 10 p.m. and reminded patrons that they would also be dancing in the Marine Ballroom. The Crane Hotel in St. Philip was not to be outdone. They too publicized a dance with music by Arnold Meanwell and his Little Meanies. The admission was $1, and for those who wished for a brief vacation, Edgewater Hotel in Bathsheba advertised its modern facility. For those yearning for intellectual stimulation, the extramural department of the University College of the West Indies hosted a lecture at the YMCA and Oliver Cromwell and Roger Williams, which was presented by Aubrey Douglas Smith. For Barbadians, all these events demanded new outfits, and clothing stores did not miss the opportunity to advertise. The master tailor C.B. Rice and Company advertised a range of men's suits, whilst William Fogarty carried men's footwear of distinction. The modern dress shop informed the public of their array of bags, belts, head ties, and house coats, while De Lima and Company Limited had on display an assortment of jewelry and wedding gifts, while Harrison's advertised bedtime apparel, which features ladies' satin knit dresses and ladies' nylon knit dresses. For those who wish to purchase Easter eggs, Knight's Drug Stores, Bruce Weatherhead and Company, and C. Carlton Brown on Robert Street carried a lovely assortment. And for those who prefer to stay at home to enjoy the Easter festivities, Stanfell Scott and Company Limited offer the 3-year-old Cockade Fine Rum at $1.60 per bottle. This was said to be the rum for Easter parties, which were held in communities and at favorite picnic spots, such as the Crane, Bath, Bathsheba, Morgan Lewis, River Bay, and Arches Bay, to name a few. The low wages and generally high levels of poverty at the time did not prevent Barbadians from enjoying the Easter festivities, some of which were advertised in the Barbados Advocate on this day, April 2nd, 1950.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.